strength of God's people praying together. It means so much, so much to us. So, bless the Lord. When we got together today, I thought, oh, I kind of hope only about 10 people come. But so, there's more than 10 here, so bless you and welcome. Because, you know, we're not comfortable doing this, but we do this. You know, we've been to this church many, 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 many times. And so, you know, we don't want to just go through the ropes, and we don't want to go through the traditions. We don't want to go through, oh, this is what you do next or that. But we want to be open to the spiritual leading of God's Spirit, and we want Him to be in charge today. It's not me, or it's not Rosemary, or it's not anybody else, but we want the Holy Spirit to completely guide and lead in our lives. And we praise God for everyone that's here, and we know that your presence here brings strength to somebody else, because you are here and your presence is a strength to all of us, and we praise God for that. I do think that the next thing on the list is an offering, and I don't know if that's taken care of, but do we have ushers here that will do that? While the offering is being taken, I asked my husband to sing a song, and he said he would. So we're going to have Grant, yes, sing a song, and I'll show you. He said, we went over this. Okay, Lori, will you please bring the chair up and him? Okay, and we are going to get ready for the offering, and we will have prayer over it, because we know that God's blessing is upon us in this church. We know that God is in control. Yes. Offering time, blessing time. Is that what you say, Dad? Amen. Okay. All right. And which one of these guys is going to pray? I love my husband's sense of humor. Yeah. Okay, John, will you do a prayer?
Father, we thank you again for life today. Father, this is a new day. Lord, we just want to honor and respect you today, Father. We lay our lives down on the foot of the cross this morning, that your name can be glorified, Father. And Lord, we pray for all the things that were said already, Father, that you're the God of the universe, and you have all the answers, that we all would humble ourselves before you. And Lord, now, as we take this offering, you will bless it to your name and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My husband loves to sing. He never needs music when he sings. He was raised in a church without musical instruments. But he's a good singer, and I would like him to sing one of his favorite songs. He has many. So do you know it by heart, or do you want to look at the words?
This is my Jesus, I love thee. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Can join me in the second verse.
It's page 24 if you have a book in front of you. Page 24 in the hymnal book, he said for you to join him in the second verse.
I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Thank you. Thank you, Grant. Thank you, everyone, for helping. Yeah. Today is a special day. In a lot of ways. But today is my parents' anniversary. And this is the second anniversary Dad's had without Mom. They were married together 72 years. So this would have been 74 years if she would still be here. But she's rejoicing in heaven. And she is, just like that verse say, mansions of glory and endless delight. We had some music on our TV this morning on YouTube. And you know what? God is the God of the valley as much as he is God in the mountain. And I listened to that song. You know, we can trust the Lord very easily when everything goes all right and everything goes our way. But God does not change when we walk through the valley of shadow of death, when we walk through the shadow of disappointments, when we walk through the shadow of whatever loss you might go through, he is still God. He does not change. He does not change. And I just praise God that he is carrying us through. He walks with us when we walk through the valley as well as the mountaintop. Sometimes it's a little bit easier to worship him when we're on the mountaintop. But we're in the valley. We know that he is still God. Yesterday, Gina Wu handed this to my father. She just finished reading his book. About the title of the book is He Laid His Hand on Me. And she just completed a poem that she wrote after she was done reading this book. Correct, Gina? And she gave this to my dad. Yes. 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 He just told Wanda here. Wanda's a new believer that's coming with us and worshiping with us. And this is her second time here, right? And she's already has a book from Dad. Okay. And we want to give one to Donna back there, too, as well, because he'll get it. Anyway, it's talk about he laid his hand on me. And I want you to know that this past week, we took a trip to Lancaster County, and we went back to the farm that we lived on when Dad received the calling of God in his life. And I wished if I was my brother and all techie, I could have put that picture up for you, but I don't do that. But we got a picture of him in the field, in the cornfield, the same cornfield, about the same spot where God says, what did God tell you?
God told me to leave the farm and go into mission work. 7 years earlier, he asked me to quit farming tobacco, and I obeyed the Lord on time. And this time, he gave me a commandment. He didn't ask the question. He just gave me a commandment. So leave the farm and go into mission work.
How long after that message from God did we leave the farm?
The next spring, more than 6 months ago.